Well, Paula, you called me up before the praise reports, and that couldn't be because the praise reports are really important to what I have to say. Amen. Amen. We're looking at Psalm 34 this morning, and we're looking at verse 15. Just one verse this morning. Wow. How precious. God hears our prayers. Royal, he heard your prayers, and he blessed you right there with the incense. You know, when the prayers are taken into the tabernacle, they pray, and then there's incense at the altar. And many times I've been in meetings when, after prayer, you just smell this sweet incense of the Lord, and it is an experience, isn't it, huh? You know you're in his presence. How precious. And then, Bill, you have a need. You are always helping people, but God sees it. You know, Abraham was called a friend of God because he had an intimate relationship with God. It wasn't that he was so perfect, but he had a relationship with God, and he trusted God. So listen to what David's saying. He's another one, not a perfect man. God was very clear for us to see that in the Bible and know all about David. He was not perfect, but he was a friend of God because he looked to him and he trusted him. This psalm in verse 15 says, "The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry." You were crying out to the Lord, and God heard you. Amen. Carol, you know this experience as you are an intercessor. It's the gift that God's given you, and you have that relationship with him. You are a friend of God. Do you think he hears you? Amen. I know he hears Carol because she's my intercessor. Amen. And I'm still here because of her prayers to Jesus and his answering. The message says, God keeps an eye on his friends. Bill, he was keeping an eye on you. He knew that you needed that wood sold. Right. All you're giving away, but he heard you. Amen. And his ears pick up on every moan and groan. Royal, were you moaning and groaning a little bit? You were doing everything, right. That moaning and groaning. And when we need that, we need to not be ashamed of that moaning and groaning. But when we need God, we need to moan and groan in front of him. And do you know what? He loves it and he hears us. Because we are saying by that, God, I believe you're there and I believe you're going to answer me. I know you're going to hear me. The New Living says, "The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right. His ears are open to their cries for help." Amen. Doing right is going to him. Doing right is having relationship with him, being entwined with him. Right. And then we're going to drop down to verse 18. King James says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." Message puts it, if your heart is broken, you'll find God right there. If you're kicked in the gut, he'll help you catch your breath. Well, maybe that's a little coarse, but that's how it feels sometimes when we're in need. We feel like we've just been kicked. And God sees our broken hearts. He sees us when we're crushed, when we need him. And it says, and you'll find God right there. The New Living says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed." Amen. He loves us. He wants us to be a friend. He wants us to be intimate with him. He wants us to come to him in that intimacy so he can bless us and show us that he is our friend, and he's taking care of us. Amen. What a God we have to worship. Amen. Honest to goodness. Amen. Let's stand and let's say these two verses. The first one we'll say from the Message, and the second one from the New Living Translation. God keeps an eye on his friends. His ears pick up every moan and groan. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. Great and mighty is He.
Yes, He is.
He cares for you. He cares for me. He's glad when we rejoice, but He's right there with us when we need to moan and cry out to Him.
That's right.
Also, amen. Great and mighty is He.